We continue 15 lines down from the top on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a discussion of this pasuk in Mishlei. And Micha, I'm sorry, ki mi esnan zona kivtza v'ad esnan zona yashuvu. So Yeshu translated it one way, and now the Rabbanan, who don't darshan it that way, for Rabbanan, says the Gemara, hi mi esnan zona my darshi bay. What do they do with that pasuk? How do they expound upon it? Kidder of Chista. Damar of Chista, kol zona shenis keres, lebasof hisocheres. Any zona who hires herself out will eventually be needed for other things. As Rashi says, he nivzes be'enei kol v'sochartan. She will be turned into a bizayon in front of everybody, meaning not in private, but in front of all, she will be extremely needy. She'nemar uvesischa esnan, ve'esnan lo nasan lacha, vatehi lehepech. She wanted to be given an onan, esnan, and esnan was not given to her. So whatever she wanted to achieve by doing this act, she will ultimately lose it and will be publicly begging for money. Upliga d'Rabbi Pedas, this idea that I mentioned before in the previous Gemara, that there's an obligation, a requirement to stay at least 4 amos away from a beis zona or from a zona, goes against the statement of Rabbi Pitas. To Amar Rabbi Pitas, lo asra Torah ela kreva shel gilui arayos. The Torah only prohibits kreva of gilui arayos, actual touching. That's where there's a prohibition. Shenemar ish el kol she'er b'sero lo sikrivu l'galos erva. There's a prohibition to come close to reveal the nakedness. Coming close doesn't mean 4 amos away. It means in a form of kurva, a form of closeness that would lead to Tashmish. So what exactly is that? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is an Isser Do'oraisa? The Rambam writes that any touching, which is derechiba, is Isser Do'oraisa, which means that a hug certainly would be Isser Do'oraisa, a handshake probably not, but certainly anything which could be construed as derechiba would be an Isser Do'oraisa, says the Ramban. Anything which isn't tashmish is only an iser derabanan. So lo sikrivu legalos erva is specifically referring to tashmish. So tashmish is iser deraisa. Anything else is derabanan. But the point is, either way, that Rabbi Pedas's statement goes against the teaching of Rav Chista that there's a prohibition to stay 4 amos, a requirement to be 4 amos away from a zona. That's not the case. It's lo sikrivu legalos erva. And based on that, the Gemara then goes on to tell us a story about Ula. Fascinating story. Ula, ki hava asi mi bei rav, hava menashik lahu la'achse. When Ula came from the house of Rav, when he came home, mi bei rav, when Ula would come home, he would kiss his sister, abe yadayu, on her hand, on the back of her hand, v'amrle bechadayu, some say, by her neck or by her chest, he would give her a kiss. That was the custom at that time, as Rashi says, to give it to. That's where the areas where they would, I guess, give kisses to others. So the question was, well, hold on a second. Upligididei, but Ula's behavior seems to be self-contradictory. Damar Ula kreva ba'alma aser. Ula prohibits any form of closeness. He said, I don't understand. There's a prohibition by a nazir that you're supposed to stay far away. Don't come close to the vineyard because you're going to get yourself into trouble if you're getting close. Similarly here, he shouldn't be kissing his sister because that's bordering on potentially something very wrong. And the Gemara doesn't give an answer. How do you rash or reconcile Ula's self-contradiction? Tosvos explains here, it says, Ula felt that he was kishura, this wouldn't affect him. He knew that he wouldn't be affected by doing this, and therefore he was more heter on himself. But the question is, would this apply to others? Can anyone just say, oh, well, I'm not going to be affected by it, and therefore I can be lenient? Generally speaking, not even generally, I would say the answer is no. But Ula opens up a slippery slope when a person has the ability to say, well, it doesn't bother me. The Rambam does talk about kurva between brothers and sisters. And even though he says it's not necessarily usser, he does say it's maguna biyoser. He does n not find it to be the best thing for brothers and sisters to embrace, chibuk v'nishrika in that matter. But each person needs to speak to their own poskim as to what practice is appropriate for them. The Gemara continues. La'aluka shtei banos. La'aluka, Tosfos says, lafi pshat, hainu Gehenim. That Gehenim has two daughters. Hav Hav. Their names are Hav Hav. My Hav Hav. What do you mean Hav Hav? Amar Marukva, kol shtei banos shetsoakos mi Gehenim v'omros ba'olam hazeh haba haba hava have have have. That the two daughters are screaming out from Gehenim into this world, into Olam Hazeh, and are saying, "Come, come! Who are you referring to? Who are they referring to tell them to come?" Umaniu minus v'harashus. These averos of heresy and authority are challenging authority or being involved in authority. Those are what you're supposed to refrain from, not challenging it. Actually being in a part of the government. So those things, they're saying, come join us. Those averos, bring them to us. Ikita Amri Amar Chista Amar Marukva Kol Gehenim Tso Akos V'Omros Havili Shtei Banos Shetso Akos V'Omros Ba'olam Hazeh Haba Haba. That Rav Chista has a different version, that the Kol Gehenim, the voice of Gehenim itself is screaming out and saying, bring my two daughters who are screaming out and saying in Olam Haba, Habay, Haba, Haba, that they're saying to come, bring my daughters back. Okay. Now the Gemara continues with another similar type of story. Kol bo'eha lo yishuvun v'lo yasigu orchos chaim. Anyone who enters will not return. V'lo yasigu orchos chaim. They'll never find the way of life. What are we referring to here? Someone who goes after idolatry of Avodah Zarah, they're never going to return. That's it. They're out for life. Well, isn't it obvious? If they're not going to come back, well, then how can they reach Mimasik or Chos Chaim? Just say, Kol bo'eha lo yishuvun. Hachi kamer. So this is what the Gemara means. The Pasuk means to say in Mishlei, V'im yashuvu lo yasiku or Chos Chaim. Even if they do teshuva, it's not going to help. They're not going to achieve Orchos Chaim. The one asks, V'chimi'achar, the Maimra, T'chol HaPorish B'minus Mayis, do you mean to tell me that anyone who leaves Minus, they leave heresy, they come back to Torah, they're still going to die? Meaning die young? They're not going to live a long life? We have a story which seems to indicate otherwise. A woman came to Rav Chisda, and she said to him, "Kala sheba kalos asasa, you know what the lightest avera that I did? Bina hakatan mi bina hagadol. Asasa bina hakatan mi bina hagadol. I had a child with my oldest son. That's the lightest sin that I did." V'amrala Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, prepare the tachrichin, as Rashi says. Prepare the shrouds, you're going to die. However, v'lo mesa. But she didn't. Midika amra, kalos shabakalos, asasa michlal d'minus nami havyeba. From the fact that was the lightest of errors she did, clearly idolatry, which is a stricter one, she certainly did that as well, and she didn't die. So what do you see? There is a chance for a person to live, even after if they do teshuva. And this woman wanted to do teshuva. That's why she came to Rav Chisda to tell her about her actions. So the Gemara answers, funny answer. Havi bahu de lo hadra b'shapir u'bishamachi lo mesa. You know why she didn't die? It's because her teshuva wasn't completely sincere. Interesting way to explain it. Igita Amri, another version of this story. Miminus in me'aver lo. Are you telling me that kol be'eh lo yishuvun means that you can't come back if you become a heretic and you are mishtamed to Avodah Zarah, but a general avera, that would be okay? not necessarily any general one, but a serious one, an aveira where you're having an illicit relationship. So we have the same story about the woman who said that her aveira was that she slept with her oldest son and had a child, and she did die. And since she said that was the lightest thing I did, and she died as a result, that implies that she minus was also part of it, and clearly it's consistent. Called bo'ehelo yeshuvun. Anyone who does idolatry is never going to come back, and even if they're able to do teshuva, lo yasigu orchos chaim, they will never live a long life. So you have a whole bunch of different Gemaras here, Agadah Gemaras, talking about heresy and minus and illicit relationships and the issur of touching or of lo sigur v'lo galus erva, all here packed, jam-packed Gemara, and it only continues to get better.